Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Israel prepares an air force, their air force, to hit Iran clearly and forcefully in response to the missile barrage that just broke a short time ago. And anti-Israel protests erupt in cities across the country as people get ready for their afternoon commute. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Thanks for being here. It's a crazy day. It really is. It's nuts. It's nuts to start the week this way. So this is all part of a what's known as the A15 Day of Action. It's a bunch of Marxist kooks who are trying to shut down capitalism and shut down American cities across the country. Now, it happened in our city this morning, but this stuff has been erupting throughout the day. So the question that I have is anything going to happen this afternoon in Philly? Because it's not like it was just this morning and then they all went home. They've been adding to their chaos throughout the afternoon in cities across the country. But this morning, if you were disrupted by the morning attempts to shut down things, and the Philadelphia police did a great job stepping in to arrest protesters, and they did a great job of trying to move people. But remember, the political forces in most cities around this country are that these people need to be respected and given the space to shut down America because they're in blue cities. And blue cities agree with this nonsense. They're Democrats. On the larger political scale here, there's a couple ways to look at this. Number one, first of all, like in Oakland, California right now, they've just added another protest location. So they're now shutting down another bridge. Israel's going to respond to Iran at any moment now. They're expecting a response. We know now, and I shared with you in the 3 o'clock hour, that Joe Biden was aware of what Iran was going to do vis-a-vis Turkey. We gave them the okay to do it. We just wanted to make sure that the response was just not too bad. So much like how Biden predicted that Russia would one day invade Ukraine, and he was asked, well, you know, he's like, well, I mean, as long as it's not tanks, because tanks would be World War III. Remember that? But then ultimately, of course, Russia did invade Ukraine, and then Biden kept saying, well, if they don't do this, then it won't be a problem. And then they kept doing this. Same thing here with Iran. We coordinated with Turkey and the United States to essentially now sign off on what Iran was going to do, using our proxies in Turkey to give Iran the green light to attack Israel according to a level of response. That's what the Jerusalem Post story was all about. And Biden, of course, with his stern warning of don't. And really what he meant by that was don't do anything more than what we agreed to. this day of action that's going on right now, this A-15 coordinated economic blockade to free Palestine. If you're near a television, turn it on, turn the volume down so you listen to me, obviously. But you'll see them shutting down streets and bridges and roads throughout the world. Throughout the world. This is happening not just in the United States of America, but it's happening in Italy. It's happening in the United Kingdom. It's happening in Greece, Australia. It's happening in South Korea. It's happening in... It's not happening in China, though. That's interesting. It's fascinating. It's happening in Ottawa, Canada. I don't see it happening in either China or North Korea, though, or Cuba. I don't see that on the list either. I don't see Iran on the list. It's funny how the places that aren't mentioned, like I see, for example, Cyprus is on there. South Korea is on there, but not North Korea. And I see Vietnam's on there, but not China, not Beijing. And they're not doing this in Beijing. They're not protesters in Beijing are not shutting down roadways and bridges, just so you know. Now, of course, in our country, we believe in the First Amendment. We believe they have a right to protest. The question is, though, where? Is it okay to shut down a road, shut down a bridge? I don't think so. And I think the problem is, number one, it's you're not going to win hearts and minds. That's number one. Number two, these people who do this are disrupting purposely, and they said it. Their stated action here is to disrupt the flow of commerce. That's why they're doing what they're doing. They want to shut down capitalism. That's what they're doing. They're not hiding from that fact. They're being very public about this. This website that they have, this A15action.com, it's a beautiful webpage. And they got a Facebook page, you got a Twitter page, they have an Instagram account. You can go on their Instagram account, which I think now Instagram may have suspended them. It doesn't look like it's loading now, but they're still on Twitter. AF Economic Blockade. If you want to follow them, and I don't think you should, but if you want to look at them, it's at A15 Action. At A15 Action. They just tweeted out 2 minutes ago, after 5 hours, the pigs finally pushing folks off 880 South in Oakland. Support their bail fund. And they have a link to the bail fund. They just tweeted out a short time ago that the I-5 in Eugene, Oregon is now blocked. So what I'm saying is that they keep escalating this. They keep adding new locations to this across the country. As you get ready to leave home tonight to drive home to work, and let's hope nothing happens in Philly on the way home, but we've seen this happen before with these lunatics. You have a right to protest. You don't have a right to shut down traffic. You don't have a right to shut down the economy. You don't have a right to shut down major arteries. You don't have a right to do these things. That's not covered by the First Amendment. And in some places, they won't deal with this crap. Like Miami, Florida, they went right in there and started arresting people. Like DeSantis is not going to play this game. But in New York City, they let them do it. And eventually they tell them to move on, but not until like most of everybody's commute has been disrupted in some way, shape, or form. Now, Israel is weighing its next move. And the story that just broke a few moments ago is that Israel has decided to hit Iran clearly and forcefully and is already preparing its warplanes to carry out the strike. The reported decision comes after two war cabinet meetings in which leaders of the Jewish nation debated how to respond to the barrage of 350 suicide drones and missiles. This is from the New York Post. Israel's Channel 12 News carried the report, which was widely picked up in local media. Let me see here. I got a text from my friend on the know. Okay. Police working day worker being held over expecting rush hour actions. Unknown how many morning protesters have been processed and released. If enough protesters have been released, they're expected to hit again during rush hour. So like I said, keep me posted what you hear. We'll monitor the local news, obviously. But many times you're our eyes and ears because you're out there. We're in the studio, but you're out there on the road as you're driving home for your commute. I just think it's beyond rude. This time of day, too, in particular, I mean, obviously, everybody trying to get to work. It's frustrating when you're trying to get to work. No question about it. And, you know, I'm not a big, like, for the children guy. But 3 o'clock in the afternoon, you start doing this crap, and parents have to get their kids from school. And a lot of these kids, they're stuck. What happens? Parents can't get home, get their kids. And in the morning, you're dealing with people who get late for work. Now, you know, maybe you don't really care if you're a few minutes late to the office or not, but what do you got to go for surgery? You got to go to a doctor's appointment. You got to go to all these things. And they don't care. In fact, they're proud of their efforts. They're bragging about this. Like AF, at AF Action on Twitter tweeted out a link now with pictures showing the southbound I-880, which is in California, completely shut down. They tweeted out now pictures of Middletown, Connecticut. Factory in Middletown, Connecticut being shut down. Pratt and Whitney factory. And I'll read you what the tweet says. More than 50 protesters from New York City and Connecticut shut down Pratt and Whitney factory in Middletown, Connecticut, demanding it halt its profiting from ongoing genocide in Gaza. Israel has been using planes powered by Pratt and Whitney's engines to drop bombs on Gaza. 50 activists blockaded Pratt and Whitney and its parent company, RTX, in Middletown, Connecticut this morning. So it began this morning and it's escalating throughout the day. And now the question is, what can we expect between now at 4:12 p.m. and 7 p.m. when I get off the air? As a programming note, just so you know, tomorrow night I'm filling in for the great one, Mark Levin. So I'll be with you from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. tomorrow. And we take his first hour live at 6 p.m. on 1210 whenever I fill in for him. So we'll have six glorious hours together, and we'll see what ensues throughout the course of this chaos. But Israel's getting ready to strike. So let me go back to the story here. And as information comes in, I'm going to share with you on the air. I will. I mean, that's the beauty of this program. I told you this all the time. You don't have to go anywhere because I will make sure that you know everything. So you don't have to worry about a thing. But Israel is getting ready now to respond forcefully. And we're looking to that. I also told you the other breaking news was that the FBI has opened a criminal investigation into the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. Why criminal if it was just an accident? If it was just oops, power went out and the ship hit the bridge and the bridge fell down. Why criminal? Why not just, I mean, the NTSB is doing an ongoing investigation as well. So they're conducting the investigations in tandem. But it was just an oops. You would just have the NTSB do it. You bring in the FBI when there's evidence of a crime because they're the Federal Bureau of Investigation. So all those people yelled at me the day that it happened because I asked questions. Remember, the government came out right away and said there's no evidence. This is not, they didn't even say evidence. They came out right away and said it's not terrorism. They ruled it out right away. But I'm told by my government that they need to spy on me without getting a warrant so that they can prevent Chinese cyber attacks, as my government lets Chinese nationals, able-bodied men, walk right in through the southern border. So when I asked the question the day that the bridge collapsed and I said, could this have been a Chinese cyber attack? I was yelled at by people who said, don't you go spreading conspiracy theories. But is it a conspiracy theory to ask the question, would China have tried to do something to disrupt this Singapore ship? And would they do this again? Was this a test run? You can't ask those questions. So the government told us right away it wasn't, just like the government told us right away that COVID didn't come from a lab. So you always have to believe them right away. But the FBI is doing a criminal investigation, which is interesting because typically if it was just a transportation snafu, the NTSB would just handle it. You know, if a train goes off the tracks, the NTSB investigates. If there's evidence that there was something nefarious that led to the train going off the tracks, the FBI steps in. But I know you can't ask those questions in polite society. So Israel's preparing now to respond to this. And we know now that the United States of America, through our proxies in Turkey, gave the green light to Iran to attack Israel. We know that. And we also know now that Israel is going to do more. And Vladimir Putin now is saying he's going to back Iran if the United States does more. The world is on fire. This idiot in the White House can't handle any of this. But these are his people. Oh, there's another breaking story here. More protesters now. This is happening here. Let's see here. Just came out a short time ago. I guess there's another bridge in New York City that they're trying to shut down. So they keep this up. So expect something this afternoon. I would just tell you that. If you have the ability to leave work now and get the hell out of the city, I would. I honestly would. I would just get home. If you have the ability to leave the office and get out of the city, if you're working in the city today, get out. Just get out. Just get far away from the nonsense. Don't deal with it. especially if you've got something going on later that you got to deal with, especially that. And I also don't know how long this is going to continue. You know, they plan this day of action, and somebody's behind the economic coordination of this. Like, let's see. I'm going to send you this clip, Matt. I assume that there's profanity in it. I don't know, because it's a reminder to shut the F up. Let me see if I can get this for you here. Well, if you go on that webpage, Matt, you scroll down, there's a video. You see they have the U.S. bail and legal defense funds you can donate to help bail these lunatics out. And then down there, there's a reminder from the National Lawyers Guild. Now, I don't know if that is specific to this or they just took this from something else. I'm trying to figure that out. I'm trying to click on that.
Yeah, I see.
No, it's 2 years ago. It's 2 years ago. So it's you don't have to worry about it then. Okay. It's not specific to this. But they have national and regional contacts. So in Philadelphia, for example, the person behind all this in Philly, if you want to send them a note and find out what they're up to this afternoon, just so you can figure out how to get home, I'm going to give you out their email address. So it's a15philly@proton.me. A15Philly@proton.me. So if you want to shoot them a note and just be like, hey, could you just be kind enough to let us know where you're going to be this afternoon so that I can make sure I can get home? That's the email address. Now, the Philadelphia contact does not have an Instagram page. Some of these lunatics do. Like, for example, the coordinator of the San Antonio protest does have an Instagram page. But I believe Instagram is taking these things down because as I click on it, it says something went wrong. However, Elon Musk is still keeping this up on Twitter, which, you know, is actually helpful because then we can know where they're going. And hopefully we can know what's next. But their latest tweet was that the pigs, I haven't heard them call cops pigs really in a very, very long time. The pigs finally pushing folks off 880 South in Oakland. Support their bail fund with a link to the bail fund. They're also showing on Fox News now pictures of New York City where they're loading people into vans. But it's not over, and it's not going to be over anytime soon. And this is the big story of the day today, brought to you by my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Get the smile you deserve. Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com, VanariaVeneria, VeneriaDental.com. My car asks, is it just me, or is the world way more crazy under Biden when compared to Trump? When Trump was in charge, the stories were about him yelling at reporters, nuking tornadoes and calling a country an S-hole, and now it's World War III. Newman Price says everyone stuck in traffic needs to call the police and the local municipality and report that they are being held against their will, being held hostage. If they don't do anything, they are complicit in anything that happens and should be sued. That may stop the madness. Mark Robson asked the question, White House urges restraint by Israel, or are they urging restraint to Ukraine? Just asking for a friend. Of course not. Absolutely not. Sharon Kay says, afternoon, Rich, do you think Soros is behind the funding of these protests? I don't know. Don't know. No way to know. They don't have any links. They don't have any paid fors on their page, but it's very well done. It's a beautiful website with all kinds of social media links, even TikTok. Let's see here. No, Frank M. in Tennessee says, just an update, no road blockages have been observed in Sharps Chapel, Tennessee. Very good. I appreciate that. And if you hear of anything, will you please let me know right away? 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Scioli, if you'd like to keep us posted on all things that are going on here. Okay, so the latest, I'll give you that. I'm going to talk about Trump, too. He's on trial today. He spoke out earlier. Jonathan Turley commented as well about the trial against the former president, why it's a joke, why this whole thing, this criminal trial, this hush money trial, needs to go away. But the left is banking on this right now, banking on the fact that this can be the end of Donald Trump. It's not going to be, of course, as I'll share with you. But from looking at the situation that's happening in this country today, from a 30,000-foot view, listen, 100% of these lunatics who are blocking roads and shutting down bridges and whatever else they've got planned for this afternoon, they are Democrats. They're Democrats. These are Biden voters. And it doesn't matter about California and New York, but if this is symbolic of the fact that Biden has not locked down his crazy base because Biden is saying he stands with Israel, he's got problems in Michigan and Minnesota. big problems, because you have a lot of kooks, college-age kooks, Muslim kooks. You got a lot of kooks in those two states, and those are states Biden needs to win. And Biden has not locked down his crazy base, as I keep telling you. So this is going to continue. All right, 855-839-1210, coming right back.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
The question is, what will happen in this city as you are trying to make your way home from work today as the lunatics shut down American cities in their ridiculous support of free Palestine? Mike is in South Philly. Mike, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Rick? Listen, all you got to do is block their stuff up like they block our stuff up, and then they can't go nowhere like they're blocking us up, right? If they're getting dropped off by a bus, block the bus in. If they're getting off by cars, block their cars in, right? What do you think? Yes,
except we got jobs to do.
Rich, I got to tell you something. I got the mail-in ballot, right? Now, you answer this question, and it has two things on there real fast. But on the bottom of it says, if you do not have a driver's license, you don't have ID, if you do not have a Social Security card, check here, and then have a witness sign at the bottom. How is Trump going to win with that? I don't understand it. On a mail-in ballot, Rich.
Yeah, no, look, I don't have an answer.
It just blows my mind. I know, yes. I'm just saying to you, ain't that crazy?
It's very crazy, and we got to deal with the mail-in ballot issue before November. No doubt about it. And there's a lot of questions, and there's still court cases going on, and there's a lot on that. But obviously, not the topic at the moment. But go ahead.
Ain't Mike Johnson going after that? I mean, ain't he going to try to fight with that? I think he was on.
Yes, they've announced a bill where you have to be an American citizen to be able to vote in a federal election. Do you think Joe Biden's going to sign that bill into law?
No way. No way in hell. But why don't they have it? Listen, one more question. Why don't they have it so you take a driver's license when I go to a Walmart, Kmart, and you slide ID there, and you can vote anywhere you want, but you have ID. I don't get it.
Because they don't want you to have ID because it makes it hard for them to cheat. That's why. Democrats don't want
you
to have
ID. Brother.
Thank you for the call, Mike. I appreciate it. 855-839-1210. They don't want you to be able to use ID. They need an ID for everything else, but they don't want you to use an ID when you're voting because it makes it harder for them to cheat. It's not that complicated. I got to turn our attention, though, to something because we're always looking for an excuse to be able to check out of things in life because life is complex and it's exhausting. Quite frankly, the news cycle is exhausting sometimes. So sometimes you might turn on the television. You might want to watch a show. But there's a propaganda machine that is in Hollywood, and It's a big problem, especially if you're a parent, especially if you're somebody who just wants to unplug and relax for a little bit. By unplug, I mean from the news. Here to talk about it with me, Christian Toto. Christian is the host of Hollywood in Toto. It's a podcast. You can get it wherever podcasts are available. Hollywood in Toto. He's an award-winning journalist, movie critic, and editor of HollywoodinToto.com. His latest piece, Hollywood's Propaganda Machine Leaves Viewers Scrambling for Older Shows. Hey, Christian, thanks for making time for me. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
You bet. Over at thedailywire.com, your piece about this. And you, you're also a film critic, so I'll ask you the question first. Did you see the movie Civil War?
I was on vacation last week. I missed the screening. I'm going to probably see it tonight or tomorrow, and it is killing me because that's the one movie I was so intrigued to see, so I'll have to catch up with it.
My producer Henry saw it. He said that you were correct in your piece that you wrote that it was not, they were not trying to put a political agenda out there, much to the chagrin of the Hollywood elite.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's interesting in two ways. One, the fact that it's pretty, I think most people agree it's not political. But also the fact that some of the stars, when they're talking to the press about the movie, have really gone to great lengths to say, hey, this is not political. This is not about Trump. Usually you see the opposite on both fronts. Usually when Hollywood makes a movie, there's a lot of messaging, and the actors are only too happy to say, yeah, this is about Trump and we hate him. So, I mean, I think it's intriguing on two fronts, and it did pretty well at the box office. We'll have to see if it's got some legs, but very curious on a lot of ways.
Now, the piece that you write points out that some of the biggest streaming hits right now across the spectrum are older shows. In fact, shows that are 10 years or more old.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I could say what I watch when I go to bed sometimes is, you know, Parks and Recreation, it's The Office, it's even Brooklyn Nine-Nine it started probably about 10 or 12 years ago. And listen, I think there's two things going on here. One is, I think we're living in really hard times. I think we're nostalgia for things that we used to enjoy. I also think that those shows really did come of age at a time where it was about the funny. It was about the comedy. It was about making lovable characters. They could be eccentric. They could be flawed. But you didn't have that woke layer on top of them where you had to send a message. You had to avoid certain topics. And I think we really do hunger for something back in the old days of 2012 or so.
Yeah, the old days, right? The good old days. It's amazing. Yeah, even somebody told me that Sex and the City now is streaming again somewhere. So it's the older stuff. Nostalgia certainly plays a big part in this, but a lot of the movies and TV shows that come out today, they do have a political bent. They do have a political agenda to them. Why is that, you think?
Well, I think that Hollywood understands the power of pop culture. I think they know that if they send a message with a story, it can be more powerful than a headline or an op-ed or even a white paper. That, you know, for years and years, we watched the lovable gay couple on Modern Family. And no matter where you stand on gay marriage, I don't think it's an accident that the country leaned in the gay marriage direction, at least politically speaking, according to the polls. You know, again, it's a controversial issue, but when you watch these characters who are enjoyable and flawed and real and relatable week after week. And the same goes for Will and Grace as well. So, I mean, I think that the artists understand the sway they hold over us and they can't help themselves.
Let's talk about gun control narratives, for example. You said Hollywood loves gun control narratives. Give us a little sense of that.
Yeah, I mean, I think the site Newsbusters is really good at categorizing all the things, all the messaging going on in different TV shows. There have been movies like Miss Sloan that really leaned in the pro-gun control direction. But I think what's more interesting is that not only are the artists open to these messages and eager to spread them with their stories, but there are organizations dedicated to giving them the resources, the training, the skills, the data, and everything like that to make these changes into the storytelling process. This relates to open borders. This relates to gun control. This relates to other issues as well. So it's not even just Hollywood sometimes. It's these organizations that are ready, willing, and able to push the screenwriters in a certain direction. And I know it's well-funded, I'd imagine, and it often happens behind the scenes. And I think if you're right of center, there's really very few bodies that do the same in a different direction.
Yeah, for example, you post a link, Christian Toto, to the University of Southern California released a new guide for filmmakers that hopes to stigmatize some kinds of gun use in entertainment. It was entitled Trigger Warning, Gun Guidelines for Media, which provides guidance on how TV shows, movies, and even news shows should approach issues such as officer-involved shootings, gun storage, mass shootings, school shootings, and partner violence. So, to your point here, I mean, there's well-funded groups behind this who are looking to insert political activism, and usually it's an agenda that's on the left. I mean, it's Hollywood, so an agenda on the left into entertainment. When Americans just want to go and be entertained, they're using this as a proxy, as a back door to be able to push a narrative and then hopefully to control public opinion.
Yeah, you know, listen, at the end of the day, if these groups existed just to give the facts, to say, listen, if you're a screenwriter and you're doing a story that delves into guns, then I want to make sure I've got my facts correct. I mean, you know, all the screenwriters, you know, if Stephen King writes a story about amusement parks, he's going to talk to people who have worked in amusement parks. That is part of the research process. It makes sure the stories are more accurate, more compelling, more detailed, and it's richer for it. But when you have those groups who aren't just putting those facts together, they have a certain slant, a certain agenda, then that is reflected in the stories we hear and we see.
And then, of course, you have late night, quote unquote, comedy, which is an extension of MSNBC. I mean, Stephen Colbert, the guy's unwatchable, and they go to Democrat fundraisers. They hang out with Democrats. They speak at their events. These shows are unwatchable. And it's not a place where America can go and relax anymore before bed and get a couple chuckles and turn the TV off. They're pushing a very, very political narrative. And then the one guy who really wasn't, Jimmy Fallon, had so much pressure that he's even moving in that direction nowadays.
Yeah, it's really sad to see. You know, at the end of the day, even if you're a left of center person, do you really want to watch that kind of entertainment as you're drifting off to bed? It seems almost illogical. You want something funny, something light, something to kind of take your troubles away. But when you watch some of the monologues now, and this could be Seth Meyers or Stephen Colbert or Jimmy Kimmel, they don't even bother to be funny, to try to be funny, to insert a joke into it. It really is like, like HuffPo or some sort of, you know, MSNBC situation. It's almost like they've forgotten what their purpose is. And it's not just slanted. It's not just bias. It's not just running with misinformation or just ignoring things that make Democrats look bad. It's not funny. Don't they understand the purpose of the show? And listen, you could do a comedy show that's left-leaning and it's funny and it's cutting edge and it's interesting. That's certainly a thing you could do, at least aspire to. But I watch these clips, my jaw drops because there's not even an attempt at a laugh. It's not always, but often. It's kind of sad.
Now, there's two other issues, Christian Toto, the environment and also the border, both of which obviously Hollywood has been in on. I mean, I read a story recently that they're going to start factoring and giving movies a grade based on their stance on climate change. They're actually going to use that as part of their ratings and their review, their critical reviews. You mentioned the movie Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom, which directly tied into eco concerns. I didn't see it. I had no interest in watching it, none whatsoever. And I'm a superhero guy. But for that reason, I said, I'll pass. And we'll get into Disney and Marvel in just a moment. But there's another group when it comes to the border. It's called Define American, and it stands ready to advise eager screenwriters, you point. The group was formed by an illegal immigrant named Jose Antonio Vargas and has consulted on 75 film and TV shows as of 2021. So they're obviously trying to push an agenda there that we should all feel sorry for all these illegal immigrants.
Absolutely. And by the way, I want to mention something else here. When you have a different narrative, the movie, the last Rambo film, I forget the exact title of it, it's Sylvester Stallone, it did show cartel members in a very negative light, surprise, surprise. And it was pretty modest and mild in its commentary, honestly. There were Hispanic characters and Mexican characters who were noble. And yet the critics and my fellow critics who aggressively lean to the left really pounce on the movie as racist and this and that. So, people should know that the critics exist to prop up these narratives, to give better reviews than normal to these narratives in the films we see and the TV shows we watch. So it's a whole ecosystem. You know, you've got these activist groups. You've got Hollywood, which thinks of itself as activists at times. You've got film critics who are ready to applaud these messages. And if something is a little bit right-leaning or even neutral, they're aghast. And, you know, you can see that in their commentary. And I don't like to critique my fellow critics, but I think they deserve it in many cases. Matter of fact, just to give a quick example, Richard Roper, who's a left-leaning critic and a veteran in this industry, he said that his fellow critics graded the Ghostbusters reboot of 2016 on a curve because it was sort of an empowering all-female Ghostbusters. He said his critics, you know, didn't view it as a typical film. They were kinder to it for that reason. So I think that's going on in the culture at large and the critical community at large as well.
Do you ever notice how certain movies... This is what I use now as a standard. There's the critic score, like on Rotten Tomatoes, for example. There's a critic score, and then there's the audience score. And sometimes they are worlds apart. And if I see a low critic score and a high audience score, I'll watch that movie, and I tend to enjoy it. And I think that proves the point that you're just saying, that a lot of these critics, unlike yourself, Christian Toto, they have an agenda, and they're pushing an agenda with their movie reviews. I mean, I've read some of these reviews sometimes, and I think to myself, am I reading a movie review, or am I reading a critical thesis on how that movie applies to domestic violence or something like that, or gun control? And I think, just tell me if the movie's freaking entertaining or not.
Yeah, you know, it's frustrating because I've been in this business for about 20 or so years. And when I first became a film critic, I didn't see that from my fellow critics. I mean, yes, they were the same left-leaning folks as they are now, but I don't think they injected their politics as directly into their reviews. This was an example I put in my book, Virtue Bombs. There was one critic who reviewed the movie Kin, I think it was called. It was a Dennis Quaid movie. It came and went. No one really saw it. It wasn't a big film. But there was a teen in the movie who got hold of a space alien's gun, and he used it to protect his family. And the critic gave the movie an F because he thought it was wildly irresponsible that a teenager had a weapon like that. And I'm thinking, this is science fiction. This is a story about someone trying to defend his family, and it's a space gun. For crying out loud, what are you doing? But that's an extreme but interesting example of what we're seeing out there.
And then we have the whole Disney Marvel universe. I don't know how you feel about the first Marvel phase, where, you know, up until Avengers Endgame, I thought they were some great movies. This is some of my favorite movies ever. I loved it. And then all of a sudden, something changed. And they have been putting out nothing but garbage ever since. What do you think? And for people who are fans of Star Wars too, it's been very similar for them in the sense of feeling of like, this is just crap here. What's going on? What's behind that, you think?
Well, it's interesting. I think once a particular studio or an industry or an organization knows they've got something very popular, what they do is they want to use it in some capacity. And for Disney, with Marvel, with Star Wars, they say, we need to be more diverse. We need to have more female heroes. Now, listen, on paper, not a big deal. I mean, diversity can be very wonderful. We want to give more people an opportunity. But what I've looked at over the years, and it's not in every case, but often when there's that push to be woke, to be diverse, to be more empowering, the storytelling often suffers. It's almost like they're more interested in making sure it checks all the identity boxes as opposed to making a great story. Now, I don't know why that is. It seems very weird. You should be able to do both. And I think sometimes that does happen, but it's something that I've seen for years and years. And listen, I love those MCU early films. They were mostly wonderful. I watched them again and again. I feel like a kid all over again when I watch them.
Yeah.
But there's no recent MCU movie that I've watched more than once. And I haven't watched the last Star Wars films more than once. I have no interest in them. It doesn't intrigue me. But I'll go watch, you know, Captain America Civil War. I'll watch it 2 times the next 3 days because it's so enjoyable. I don't know what it is when there's that push to be diverse where the storytelling stumbles. It doesn't make sense, but it happens so often it's hard to deny.
I actually think Captain America, The Winter Soldier, is probably one of the most important movies of our time. It really is about warning against government and, I mean, Civil War, too, with the UN. I think the warnings against the world and their agenda. But really, particularly The Winter Soldier, with warning about what the government can do to people using its powers under the guise of safety. That movie, for me, is a must-watch for anyone who looks at the real world we're living in right now and says, whoa, we have a weaponized government.
Yeah, I agree. It's an excellent film. And, you know, it's rare for a superhero comic book movie to be nuanced, to be thoughtful, to kind of go beyond the action and adventure. And I think that one absolutely did. So listen, it's certainly possible. And you know, you can have movies all day long that have a message, that have a subtext, that have a point of view, and that's perfectly fine. You know, if it's coming from Hollywood, it'll almost always be from the left, but doesn't mean you can't make a great movie that has that point of view. Snowpiercer from, gosh, about 10 years or so now with Chris Evans, it was a movie about class inequality, and I thought it was excellent. It was science fiction. It was smart. It was brave. It was bold. It was interesting, and I don't necessarily have a strong agreement with some of the things in that film, but it was very strong entertainment. It can be done. You know, the old Night of the Living Dead talked about racism in ways that we hadn't seen before. You can make a great movie, and the themes within it can be compelling, but I think what we're seeing now is the themes we're seeing are clunky, it's over the top, and I think the storytelling is suffering.
I think you're exactly right. Christian Toto, check out his podcast. It's called Hollywood in Toto, T-O-T-O. You can get it everywhere you get your podcast. And also where he writes, The Daily Wire, Newsbusters, and his latest piece, Hollywood's Propaganda Machine, leaves viewers scrambling for older shows. Christian, I really appreciate it, man. We got to have you back on the show to review some more movies and chat more. So thank you very much.
Thank you. I love it. Bye.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. Donald Trump just spoke outside the courthouse. We rolled on the audio for you, so I'll share that with you as the first day of his criminal hush money trial has concluded. I've told you this case is a joke. This is a woke prosecutor elevating this from a misdemeanor to a felony. There's no there with this case. There's no victims with this case. It's just an attempt to destroy this man. So we'll talk more about that as well. But I tell you about my friends at Cherry Hill Volvo, because they're outstanding. And this is your time to save, because they have a big renovation going on at Cherry Hill Volvo, and that means extra special savings, plus the spring savings as well. So I was down in Cherry Hill today. They're working on the road. It's okay. You can get around it. They're doing renovations at the dealership. That's okay, too. They have these really nice trailers there, and everybody there is dedicated to your customer satisfaction. Now, I recently picked up my new XC60. And it was a great experience. It's an amazing, it really is. Cherry Hill Volvo prides themselves on their relationships. That's why we broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios, because Judith Krupnik understands how important what we do here on this radio station is, and she wants to be behind us 100%. That should mean something to you as well, I hope. So whether it's the S-Class made right at their plant in South Carolina, the XC60 that I drive, or the XC90 with the third row that Bridget drives, you will find a Volvo in stock, beautiful and ready to go. They even have certified pre-owned Volvos. And let this renovation, even though it's a little bit inconvenient, be your chance, because to make up for it, they're doubling down on their already aggressive incentives to get you into that Volvo that you're going to just absolutely love driving. Plus, Judith just celebrated her 75th birthday, and she's determined to make this a bang-up year. Cherry Hill Volvo's right across the bridge. Judith, Yosef, the entire team look forward to meeting you. Make sure you tell them I sent you. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
Thanks for listening to the Cioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
Prosecutors are now trying to fine Donald Trump $3,000 over social media posts that they say violate his gag order. The unconstitutionality of this is just infuriating. I'll get into that with you in the 5 o'clock hour. I got some audio for you of the president. The former president, as he just got out of the courtroom a few moments ago. So let's take a listen to what he said. They wrapped up the first day of the hush money trial. By the way, I'm not going to call these protesters pro-Palestinian protesters. I'm going to call them anti-Israel protesters, because that's what they are. And they're not protesters. They're disruptors. When you protest something by disrupting commerce, by blocking traffic, by blocking bridges, you've crossed the line of protest. I'm sorry, but that's not constitutionally protected speech. Those are actions that are consistent with crimes, because you are disrupting the flow of commerce. You are disrupting people from getting home. That's not a protest, and it should not be called a protest. Language matters. Words matter. And you, when you shut down a bridge, a major artery for interstate commerce, when you shut down roads, you are not protesting something. You are disrupting economic activity. And let's understand something. These people are purposely doing that. They're not, there's no pretending otherwise. Their website says it. It's a coordinated economic blockade to free Palestine. So this should be treated like what it is, domestic terrorism. They're using domestic terrorist tactics to stop the flow of commerce. I don't care if you protest on the side of the road. I don't care if you protest. I mean, protest anywhere you want, except if you're disrupting commerce. If you're disrupting the road and disrupting commerce, you've crossed a line now that's no longer constitutionally protected speech. And if you shut down somebody's business, that wouldn't be considered okay, would it? I mean, I guess in some of these cities, I guess it would be. But your right to protest does not include blocking me from getting to where I need to be, because I have places to go. And there's nothing that says your cause outweighs my right to get there. I have rights too. I mean, whoever's in that car has constitutional rights to travel freely, to be able to move about, get around their, go about their day, go to work, take care of their family. And it's not okay for you. They used to say, there's a saying, you know, your liberty ends when your fist hits my face. Well, I think your liberty ends when your protest blocks my commute, because now you've interrupted me. You've taken force and action, which goes beyond speech, to disrupt something on purpose, which is the course of commerce. So I don't know how you can say that that's a protest. It's not a protest. You want to protest, go protest outside of City Hall. You want to protest outside of Independence Mall. You want to protest on the side of roads and hold up signs and knock yourself out. Do all those things. I'm okay with that. I'll defend your right to do it 100% of the time. But when you get into a position where you are now purposely shutting something down, you're purposely disrupting something, you don't have First Amendment rights to do that, because you're trampling on my rights. Now, you're trampling on my right to go to my doctor, my right to go to my church, maybe. I've got my right to go pick up my kids from school and take care of my children, my health care, whatever it is. Your actions have interrupted my rights. So that's not protected speech. And these cities and states have to respond accordingly and pass laws against this so that this stops happening. It needs to be a crime, and everybody who does this should be considered so. Look, they're arresting pro-lifers for just simply praying outside abortion clinics. You know, you block a woman from going to Planned Parenthood, it's a federal offense. They'll lock you up. And if your actions even make her feel uncomfortable, they'll raid your house. The FBI will raid your house and come grab you in the middle of the night or the early morning hours and drag you out of there. But you can block traffic, you can block a road, you can block a bridge, shut down and affect hundreds of thousands of people in the course of commerce and everything, and that's okay? That's a First Amendment constitutionally protected speech? No, it's not. I'm sorry. You've crossed a line here. I think every reasonable person can agree. Not only that, but nobody is going to back your cause if you do that. You're not going to win hearts and minds. You're just going to piss people off, and they're going to hate you even more for what you're doing. And I don't understand, other than the fact that these people are purposely trying to disrupt, and the reason why is because they hate capitalism. And they're doing this because they say it's a multi-city economic blockade on April 15th in solidarity with Palestine, and they want to do this right now because too much of capitalism goes towards Israel. And they want to shut down the, quote, Zionist war machine. And that the global economy is complicit in genocide. And together we will coordinate to disrupt and blockade economic logistical hubs and the flow of capital. So this is not just simply a matter of doing a protest in favor of a political outcome in the Middle East. You want to have a protest for a two-state solution outside City Hall, outside Independence Mall, side of the road? Knock yourself out. You do this, you're purposely trying to disrupt and blockade economic logistical hubs. You are trying to disrupt the flow of commerce, and that is not constitutionally protected speech. Period. All right, big 5 o'clock hour coming up, 30 minutes of nonstop talk. We're going to check in with our buddy Pastor Bill Devlin. He's in Iraq right now. He'll give us a scene from the Middle East live of what's going on there. Plus, former President Donald Trump spoke moments ago outside the courthouse as the first day of his hush money trial concludes. Don't go away.
Rich Cioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.